How many more years for the next one?
I don't know.
Seven.
24.
But it's not going to be like what was yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. It's been counting the exact same.
It's in a different path. It goes up the Texas, up the East Coast. It may have actually, it may even get more.
We had 70%. We mentioned yesterday that in Radin, the Chofetz Chaim in 1927 was 73%. In Radin, 70%. Okay, but in any event, I tell you a vart that my sister told me yesterday. Her ha'ara on the solar eclipse. I found it very, very interesting. I actually should have to tell you some more information from the website, from the smartphone, to find referring to. The last time there was a solar eclipse in the entire America that cut through, yesterday was 1918. And what is the significance? 99 years, exactly. The last time America saw an eclipse that went through the entire width, swath, straight across 1918. What happened in 1918? It was the end of World War I, okay? Now, I don't know my American history, but something tells me that was a very significant wake-up call for the Jews. Okay, again, I'm not telling any hard facts. I'm just, again, I don't know my stuff, but obviously after World War I, there was a certain degree of vulnerability. We're not safe in World War I. The end of World War I was just a hiatus, a temporary ceasefire until all of the events led up.
People died that year from the flu than in World War I.
In then 1918. It was a very traumatic year. It's the end of World War I. Again, I don't have any hard facts, but Libby Oimer Lee, it was a very disturbing wake up call that the Jews in Europe, Poland, Russia, are vulnerable. The world is a very dangerous place, and what are we going to do? Unfortunately, most people did nothing because there was nothing to do. Where are you going to go? Okay, Eretz Yisrael wasn't an option for the vast majority. There was no Eretz Yisrael. It was under the British mandate at that point in time.
Before the Balfour Declaration.
After.
Was it after?
Balfour was 17. It was to get Jewish money to finance 17. The war for Britain. That's
okay, so that adds a little bit more. Okay, so things were happening, but there wasn't, it really wasn't much of an option. We all know that to be a fact. It wasn't an option until much, much later. America wasn't happy to take people, and even those people in Europe, there was nothing to come to in America. There was nothing in America. It was a midbar mamish. There was no yeshivas. Anyone that came to America, the vast majority, they completely went off the derech. But obviously, it was a very painful revelation that there's a vulnerability, that Jews are not safe anywhere in the world. Things are happening. So this is a very dangerous world. In America, in 1918, now this is a little bit more controversial, that was the year where the first American Jewish Congress was formed. Okay, now the first American Jewish Congress does not appear, to the best of my knowledge, was founded by Orthodox Jews. And I get very disturbed, very worried when the first name I see was Stephen Weiss. And Stephen Weiss was no tzaddikal, we know that. But you have to know this was before he did his sins. Okay, 1918 was before the Holocaust. He did not. He tried.
He advised Roosevelt
not to go and do anything for the Jews. So that took place 25 years later.
Why do we say Roosevelt was
bad?
Because he
was
advised by Jews.
Roosevelt was
anti-Semitic. Roosevelt was not. We're talking about over here this organization. Now the reason this really caught my attention, I have to really find it. I'm not going to find that. It's taking too long. But basically, the idea I want to bring out is, I don't know anything, I'm just throwing out numbers, and I want to just bring out a point, which I think is something to pay attention to. It's a valid point. 1918 is when in America, Jews got together in America for the very first time, and they founded this Congress. Even though these Jews were conservative, reform, I don't know all the different denominations, and some of the names are names which today are very unpopular, but you have to understand, these were very young then. And there's a halacha that if a sofer becomes a napikoyres, and it's in mezuzah, it's in Sefer Torah apostle, it's only become apostle, what happens? Mikan ul-haba. Anything that a person did before he was nichshal, is kosher l'chatchila. There's no shayla. You don't have to take off your, just because the sofer wrote your tefillin, there's an napikoyres today. If when he wrote the tefillin, he was a tzaddik, so olam, the tefillin are kosher l'chatchila. These names that we have a very legitimate issue with are all the issues that happened in the 40s, in the 1940s and the late 1930s. 1940s. 1918 was a different kufa, end of World War I. You can't go, so it was not founded by Orthodox people, it appears. Maybe it was. It could be. I don't know the history. Mm-hmm. What was the tafkid of the first Jewish Congress? Go Google everything I'm telling you from Google, Wikipedia. What was their tafkid? Their tafkid was to rally the major powers of the world to establish and the state of Israel, to give the Jewish people their own homeland. Okay, Google this. That's an amazing thing. Okay, we're not talking about the state, the Medina, the Tzionim. Let's not talk about all get involved in all our politics and let's just talk about the concept. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Nothing to talk about. For 2,000 years, Jews are in Galus. World War I just ended. It's a dangerous world. Jews in America recognized we don't belong here. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's an incredible godless. Okay, that's an awesome, awesome godless. And not to judge anyone, a Tinik Shanishba, it's incredible. And they come together as an organization, a formal organization, Jewish Congress, to rally the world leaders, all of the nations of the world. At the end of the war, it's time to let the Jews go home. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. It's time for Eretz Yisrael to go home. This took place when? 1918, June. This is 1918 in November 19. Whatever it was, 1918.
The Balfour Declaration was November 2nd, 1917.
17. So this was the next step.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So Haloi Dover. Haloi Dover. That's a very significant thing. Who was the one that got Eretz Yisrael? Hashem promised for the very first time. Avraham. Vayoyimer Hashem el Avraham, lech lecha me'artzecha me'molatecha me'beisavicha el ha'oretz asher areka. I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. I take you out of Eretz Yisrael. When did Hashem appear to Avraham? When did he make the Sims Machlek? It's the one exactly Hashem spoke to Avraham, wherever it was. What did Avraham say to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Very nice. You're going and you're promising me for who and for what? Who's going to inherit it? Beautiful land, but for who and for what? Hashem says, don't worry, you can have a child. You can have a child, and the child you'll have a Vayoytzes Hakachutza Hashem Shom Tukachavim Koye Zarach. How old was Avraham Avinu when Avraham forgot about all this? He totally forgot about it. Yeah, Hashem promised me, yeah, so and so. Nothing happened. A whole life went by. Avraham was how old? 99 years old. He did a bris milah. Three malachim knock on his door. They knock on the, he's outside waiting for them to come. And what do they say to him? They say, and then they, we're Sarah. Ayeh Sarah Shtecha. He neighbor Oyel. Well, go then, and what happens? The malachim say, guess what, Avraham? In a year from now, you can have a child. So Avraham tells us to Sarah. Sarah over-listens. She's eavesdropping. I have a child, really? Hashem says to Avraham, why is she laughing? You're 99 years old. And she said about you, Vadoini Zokain, right? She said, really, Vadoini Zokain. She was saying, can I have a child? Can he have a child? We're too old for this. So what does Hashem say? Hayipole me Hashem davar. Is there anything Hashem can't do? Lamoyed, in the right time, Ashuve lech, we will return to you, Ulisarabein. You'll have a child, and with that child, you'll have your answer to Eretz Yisrael. You have someone to Yarsh in Eretz Yisrael. Now, by the way, when they started with the codes, I don't know how many years ago, even though the codes, not everyone is a big fan of the codes, okay, there's a lot of controversy, but the first thing is, where in the Torah is the first time it says Mashiach, HaMashiach? Mashiach in the codes, when you skip a sequence of letters. So where is the first time you find, by skipping a sequence of letters, you find the word Mashiach in the Torah? So it's in this pasuk. Hayipolei me Hashem davar, lamoed ashuv elecha. I think it's the second hey of me Hashem. I think it's from Hashem. Hashem yudkei vavkei. If I'm not mistaken, you skip every five letters. I don't remember, I don't have a chance to go look at more details, but you skip every five letters from Hashem, davar lamoed, hayipolei me Hashem davar, lamoed ashuv elecha, I will return to you at a time of life, ko'es chaya ulisarabein. So it's in this pasuk, it's very appropriate. I mean, what better pasuk can you find a remes to Mashiach, HaMashiach, than the pasuk where it describes Hashem returning to Klal Yisrael? How long did this happen? When did this happen? It happened when Aaron was 99 years old. So someone made Ha'ara, my sister told me this, she says this is Ha'ara, is that We're here in America in the Midbar for 99 years. 1918 was the end of World War One. Was the end of World War One. Jews started very seriously. Libi Oimer Li. I don't know, I'm not telling you any hard facts, but Libi Oimer Li, after World War One, Jews started thinking very seriously about coming to America. Many came. Unfortunately, those who came, 90 of them went off the derech, and it was too much of an assignment. And they didn't stop.
More came before, right?
But they came before. All right, you're right. I know. I know they were here since the Rhode Island, which synagogue? The Touro Synagogue was Newport. When was it founded?
In 1760.
Okay, so we're going back to the time of the Revolution. We're going back from the time of the Revolution. I know, I'm well aware there are Jews living in America from the 18th century, even before.
Pogroms,
that is correct. You're right, I told you I don't know, but this Libi Oimer Li, that after the horrific events of 1914 to 1918 of World War One, I know, it changed the world. It did change the world, we all do know that. It's a different Kufa. A different Kufa, and you see with the first Jewish Congress now coming together in order to lobby for the establishment of the State of Israel, and now it's been 99 years since that event. That L'chor was the first time in America where there was a desire from Americans there should be an Eretz Yisrael. All the activity that took place from the Zionists were from Europe. They were Poland. Where was Poland? Europe. There wasn't American. It wasn't American grassroots. No. America was out of the picture.
Except for Golda Meir.
But they were out of the picture. The whole America was never a player in all the events that happened. The first time America got involved, Jews in America, L'chaira, in a major significant way, at least what it says on Wikipedia, is in 1918, 99 years ago. And America, without question, has been the makom of the She'eris HaPleita for Klal Yisrael in the last stage of Galus. Bastion of Jewish, this is where it's all the action was until recently, until the tension has shifted to Eretz Yisrael, until very recently, America, this is the makom of Galus. It's the makom, it's like where Avraham is. Avraham was living in, where was he living? Avraham was living in Bavel. He was living in Bavel. What is that? He's living in Bavel. He's living in Ur Kasdim. And Hashem says to Avram, listen, you know, get out of the desert. It's time to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lech lecha mi'artzecha. Avram Avinu, yeah, I know all the promises, but he made promises. The Yitzchak, Vayotzecha, Chutza. It was when he was 99 years old. Hashem said to him, guess what? Lamoyed ashuv elecha ko'es chaya ulusarabein. Now, it's 99 years in America since Americans woke up and decided, you know, maybe we don't belong here. Like you said, they were here from the 18th century, maybe from the 7th century. I don't know. Columbus, was he Jewish? No one knows, right? 1492, yeah.
A little correction to history.
Yes.
When this organization was founded,
yes.
Reform
and conservative.
Yeah.
I told you,
the Polish and Russian Jews.
Right. I know that. That's what I mentioned. I mentioned that the roots of these people are not a very problematic.
No, but they weren't interested.
Secular. Secular. That's an old story. Secular.
Right. Palestine.
And the German Jews were in the 1870s.
There's a neat site, you're right. I'm well aware, and I told you the names are problematic.
1921 were the worst immigration laws against the Jews. 1921.
But a Jew is still a Jew. A Jew has a neat site in him. Niba ve'enu yodea maniba. There's an approach to looking at people, Rahman al-Atslan, who have really done things which are not to be proud of. But yet, you know, where does it come from, this yearning for Eretz Yisrael? Is it totally secular? Every Jew has a nitzitz. You know, there's a nitzitz in a Jew of
a
pintle yid. That little nitzitz, you can't just wipe it off and just say the tzionim ha'arudim yimachshman v'zichram. You can't. That's not an approach. There are problems, periphery. There are books and this. And there are things all over. I know. I'm well, very well aware. I'm just looking at this in a very powerful way, and you have to also understand this is 1918. Mm-hmm. This is not a lot of the events which brought out the worst in Jews came out was a little bit later in time. Maybe not. I don't know. But hear me out anyway. That's what I want to... It's significant. It's significant that in America, in the year 1918, there was a wake-up call. This is not where we belong. We don't belong here. We don't belong in America. This is the Midbar. We don't belong here. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. And now, yesterday was 99 years. It's 99 years. And what's happening? There's a lunar eclipse. What does it say about the Levana? Solar eclipse. What does it say about the Levana? We Mekadosh the Levana every year. When you Mekadosh the Levana, you have to wear Big Day Shabbos. You have to be Besimcha. You have to be well fed. Right? Not after Tisha B'Av, not wearing shoes. Because the Mekabel, we say in the Nusach HaTzvila, it's Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. When you Mekabel the Levana, it's Kabbalas Hashchina. We Mekabel the Shchina the whole year in darkness. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, when you do Kabbalah, we spoke yesterday with Einstein. Einstein proved this theory of relativity because you need to see the stars during the day. You need to see the Vayotzei Soha Chutza. You need to see Vayotzei Soha Chutza during the day. You can't, Yotzei Soha Chutza at night is not going to help. Einstein prove the theory of relativity. So when can you do this? A solar eclipse. Because a solar eclipse, the sun is shining. And when the sun is shining, you can see the moon. And you can't really see the moon, but you see the outline of the moon. You see the koyach of the moon. And you can see also the kochalim, by Yoitze Oisach, which is in the place of totality. We don't have that in New York. You go down, you can see the stars. Okay, I read that people, they can actually see the certain parts of America, you can see the stars yesterday. So, Haloi Davar. Here, it's 99 years since the Tekufa, the end of World War I, yes. Since the time of the first wake-up call in America of the Midbar, which has been the Mokoyim of the Meshav of Klal Yisrael, preserving the legacy of Torah, of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. There's no question about it. The Mesorah of Klal Yisrael has been preserved only because of America for the last century. I tell you, now, Baruch Hashem, back in Eretz Yisrael. But in this century, you can't deny the fact that who preserved the true Mesorah of Torah? America. And 99 years since a recognition, you know, we don't belong here, we belong back in our homeland. And then yesterday, we see the Levana in a very unique way. It's not Kiddush Levana, it's no Bracha because of the technical reasons we discussed yesterday. It's a Simra, whatever. But yesterday was a Geder of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Yesterday was a Geder of Vayotzi Oysa HaChutza. Re'eyes HaKoychavim Im Tucha Lisper Oysam Koy Yezarecha. Yesterday was a wake-up call of Hayipole Me Hashem Dovar. Is there something that Hashem can do? La'moyed Oshuvelech. I will return to you U'l'sarabein Mashiach's on its way. You know, it struck me yesterday, I didn't think about this, like, Kihuzeh, until it actually saw for the very first time with the glasses, mm-hmm. The precision is amazing. It's just mind-boggling how this massive, massive sky and this massive sun and the Levana can perfectly, perfectly fit in that spot. Perfect, but with such precision that Ribbono Shel Olam created a world where what he wants and be'itoy uvizmanoy, no, it's be'ita achishena. In the right time, Hashem can line things up with such precision that's mind-boggling. Massive, massive sky, and there's a sun, and the levana fits like a bottle cap on the sun. Mamish to come on top of it. Hayipole me Hashem davar. Is there something that Hashem can do? The Levana is the Kabbalah Aspenei Hashchina. Kish Levana. It's coming right Kneged the Shemesh. Okay, you have to, whatever this means. But it's an amazing wake up. All of these things coming together is a wake up call. Here we are. We are connecting to Avram Avinu, who's living in Golos, Bavel, or Kastim, Aram Naharayim. And Hashem says to Avram, what are you doing here, Avram? Lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'latcha, me'besavicha, la'aretz asherareka. And this was the promise. 99 years ago, this was a revelation. And what happened? And Hashem promised Avram Avinu. Hashem promised Avram. No, I don't see it happening. And then he's 99 years old, and he's laughing. Sarah's laughing, and Hashem, what are you laughing? You're 99 years old. What are you laughing for? You're here in this world 99 years. and it's going to happen. It's going to happen next year. So
it would happen 11 hours before the moilut.
Because the moilut is an approximation. It's not an exact number. That's
an exact number?
What? No, no. It's bedafka. The Gemara talks about that. Shmuel. We follow Shmuel. Because Shmuel, the average man, can't make these calculations. So Chazal bedafka made approximations so the common man, they can understand the Levana. So even though we know it's 16 hours off. We know we're not. That's an old story. Why it's not exact. But when they announced the moilut in Yerushalayim, it's not accurate. It's 16 hours off. In today's day and age, everyone has a smartphone. You can make the calculations yourself. But that's Chazal. We did not take that into consideration. So I thought this idea is an amazing idea. I think the coincidences of these things coming together is something you cannot ignore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to us. It's been 99 years we've been in America since the first wake-up call. And it, maybe we come to a state of Yeyush. Don't be Miyayish. Mashiach is around the corner.